This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa remain clear, while Jerusalem experiences a pleasant breeze. Temperatures are mild, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu declares, with or without an agreement, Iran will not have nuclear weapons. Speaking earlier today at the Israeli Air Force Wings ceremony, according to JNS. Also, six individuals have been killed in Gaza by IDF strikes. An attempt to assassinate a Hamas spokesman was unsuccessful, reports the Times of Israel from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. has paused strikes on Iran as diplomacy takes the forefront, Ynet reports from this morning. Separately, Israeli forces are emphasizing their autonomy regarding Lebanon, with Israel Katz stating no external permission is needed to remain, as per the Jerusalem Post earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports a pilot project in Gaza aiming to relocate residents away from Hamas control was announced this hour. Here's what people are saying online. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, a technology analyst, posted just minutes ago that China executed a unique rocket recovery, catching it with a net rather than landing it. Al Arabiya English reports Princess Rima bint Bandar engaged in discussions with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on regional partnerships, posting earlier today. From Middle East 24, Tony Boulos analyses a new framework agreement between Lebanon and Israel, suggesting it could restore Lebanese sovereignty, posted half an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement, speaking at the Israeli Air Force Wings ceremony, Netanyahu praised recent operations against Iran, emphasizing that Israel will prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. This underscores Israel's commitment to its national security, as reported by JNS earlier today. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Times of Israel notes the IDF strikes resulted in the deaths of six individuals, while an attempt to target Hamas spokesman Hassan Qassem did not succeed. This follows a series of strikes targeting Islamic Jihad commanders, highlighting ongoing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, according to Ynet, the U.S. has paused its military actions against Iran to focus on diplomacy. This decision keeps additional targets in reserve as leverage. The pause underscores the complex interplay between military action and diplomatic efforts. Separately, Israeli authorities, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, reiterated their stance on Lebanon, with Israel Katz asserting the country's independence in military decisions. The statement reflects ongoing challenges in Israeli-Lebanese relations, especially concerning military presence. Finally, I-24 News reports a new pilot project in Gaza. The initiative seeks to move residents to areas outside of Hamas's control, potentially altering the socio-political landscape in Gaza. This move could have significant implications for civilian life and regional politics. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reported earlier this week that oil prices have surged by 5% amid rising tensions in the Persian Gulf, with a barrel now costing $72. Separately, CTEC highlights Eyal Azoulay's new venture, raising $20 million to automate financial crime investigations, aiming to innovate in the financial tech sector. And finally, Walla Business covers the NATO summit in Ankara, where Erdogan is expected to challenge Israeli defense initiatives, reflecting broader geopolitical tensions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.